Congratulations and welcome to Purium. You've just made two great decisions. The first, to look, feel, and perform like a younger person through age management, weight management, or both. The second great decision you've made is to make money, helping others do the same. My name's David Litt. I'm a sales and marketing coach for Purium, and our goal is to help you to get into profit in 30 days or less. Now, this audio accompanies our Fast Start Guide. So if you haven't done so already, print out the Fast Start Guide. Follow along. Take notes. Pause this audio if you have to, because we find it's easier and more effective to listen, to read, and to learn the information all at once. And it's all about creating a success system. Being system dependent instead of people dependent maximizes your earnings, minimizes your headaches. Being system dependent ensures consistency and duplication, and ultimately ensures success. Two quick examples. McDonald's. They don't make the best food in the world. They don't make the best hamburgers in the world, but they've become the largest hamburger chain in the world because they have the best system. Same with Starbucks. Most people would say Starbucks doesn't make the best cup of coffee in the world, but they become experts, masters at duplicating the process of opening up successful stores, training the people in the stores. Consistency, consistency, consistency. And that's what we want to do here, is capitalize on the power of leverage and duplication. Now, you've probably heard this analogy before, that if you take a single penny and double it every day for 30 days, it becomes $1 million. What you may not realize is that after 6 days, you have about a dollar. And after 10 days, you have just a little more than $10. So you're 10 days through your 30 days. You're one third of the way through in regards to time. You've got $10. So you would think that you would end up with $30. But instead of $30, you end up with $1 million. And that is the power of leverage. That's the power of duplication. That's the power of compounding. And it all begins to work in your favor when you use a system. And we have three important roles in our system. The first is student. So no matter how much you think you know, read this entire training guide, listen to this entire audio, for the very least, so that you can end up coaching other people. The second is become a tour guide. Direct people to information and to help them to understand the information. If you hate to sell, you're going to love this program, because the gift card system does a lot of the presentation and follow-up for you. The product does the selling. The gift card system does the presentation and follow-up. You're just the tour guide. And the third role you have is coach. Set a positive example. Help everyone on your team succeed. You want to become that person worth duplicating. You want to focus on this information as though you have 10,000 people counting on you, an arena full of people counting on you, because ultimately that's what you hope to have, and that's what you can create with a system and duplication and what we have here at Purium. So make these five commitments. These five commitments will help you to cement being that great person that's worthy of duplication. The first is, I'm going to keep my commitments. I'm going to always act with integrity and good intentions. That's going to help your business. It's also going to help the Purium brand as well. The second commitment is, I'm going to treat my business like a business, not like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, you make money. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. Another way to say that is, you can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. Let me say that again. You can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So number three is, I'm going to invite people to learn about my Purium business on a regular and consistent basis, not making excuses, consistently walking people through this system that we're going to teach you. And number four is, I'm going to follow the system, encourage my team to do the same. And the fifth one is, I'm going to be here 1 year from now. I've got a no turn back commitment to success. Just imagine that you're that person who makes a deal with somebody and they say, I'm going to give you a penny every day for 30 days. And after 6 days, you see, I'm going to give you a penny and double it every day for 30 days. And after 6 days, you see you've got less than a dollar. And after 10 days, you only have 10 bucks, and you say to yourself, you know what? It's not worth it. This is not working. This is just not going to work for me. And you know what? You're on your path for $1 million in 30 days, and yet you jump off that path after day six or after day 10. And that happens over and over and over again. Don't let that be you. Make that no turn back 1 year commitment. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to learn the story. Now, it's ultimately not the most important thing because the system and the product does so much of the selling for you. But what we found is that people feel more comfortable talking to others as long as they have a basic understanding of the story. It's almost as if you opened up a new restaurant or you opened up a new retail store. If you had a grand opening, you're going to tell people about your business. And so we want to make sure that you know at least some of the basics of what this business is about. And our big idea is about age management, weight management. This is a company that's been around a long time. Almost nobody knows about us. And we have products that really are life-changing in an industry, the healthcare industry, that $7,500 a year is what the average person, man, woman, and child in this country spend. So it's a huge industry. It's in turmoil. It's almost a perfect storm because people are getting sicker sooner. People are getting sicker sooner. They're spending more money on their health care. They're spending more money on their health care. And they don't trust the government. They don't trust the pharmaceutical companies. They don't trust the fast food companies to take care of them. So therefore, they're looking for a positive alternative. That's what we offer. And we offer it through products that are very unique. We've got our Power of 10 system, our age management system. And 95 to 99% of the people in this country, 95 to 99% of the people that you know, love, care about, need this product. Because only 5% of people actually get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, and only 1% get 10, and that's the optimal for health and nutrition. And you take 1 serving of our Power of 10, and of course you're going to get that 10 servings. So on the weight management side, 66% of all Americans now are overweight, over 30% are obese, and so our control weight management system is totally different than most conventional diets, which focus on starvation, dehydration, stimulation, sedation. These are concepts that do not work. They create a yo-yo effect, a roller coaster effect. Our system is based on total cellular satisfaction. And when people try these products, they'll experience it for themselves, which is why we have our gift card in the movie system. Simple, simple, simple. Sample, sample, sample. The gift cards allow you to give away free products. So that's something that's exciting, different, and unique about our program is we have so much confidence in our products that we allow our distributors to give away the first set of products to any prospect who's interested. Our compensation plan is also very exciting, and really our focus here is to go out and enroll 4 people. That's how you're going to get into profit, and you're going to get into the recruiter's pool, which it could be hundreds of dollars for you if you go out and enroll 3 or more people this very month, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. As far as the timing goes, there are 3 huge trends that being a Purium distributor allows you to leverage. The first is the economy. I mean, almost everyone right now is looking for additional income, looking for supplementary income, looking for replacement income. Unless you're super rich or you're super naive, you're going to be interested in earning more income. And guess what? There are a lot of people out there, more great people, hungry people, educated people, excited people who want to become entrepreneurs right now. I mean, never in the history of the world has there been that many great people, especially in the United States, available and interested in starting their own business. So the only question is, what kind of business do they want to start? Well, the healthcare industry is where you want to focus. People are frustrated with the system. They're looking for alternatives, and we have simple, powerful, proven, and unique products that can deliver real benefits that people will feel, short-term benefits, and more importantly, long-term preventative benefits. Also, another trend that's important is social networking. I mean, these days, it is so much easier to promote and manage and market a business than it was even 5 or 10 or 15 years ago. So the concept of networking has become very positive in our world and in our culture, and that shift is very powerful for you as a network marketer. Now, the core of our system is our process, and we call it the pipeline process. Pipeline is an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. So for years and years and years, sales experts and professionals have talked about the sales pipeline, but they never really put it into these terms, and I'm excited to bring this information to you that pipeline, the word pipe, can be an acronym. prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. And if we're consistently offering our free offer, our gift cards through our system, we're going to have fantastic results. We know that. And it starts with your prospects. Your list, your prospect list is your business. In a conventional business, I used to own a spa. My business opened up every morning at 8 a.m. My employees showed up every morning at 8 a.m. and they left at 8 o'clock at night. And so there was consistency on when the business was open. Your list in network marketing, in your Purium business, your list is your business, and you can't be open for business unless you're contacting new people. So we're going to do a two-step process with our prospects, and it's very simple. The first is quantity. The second is quality. So you're going to go through your cell phone. You're going to go through your email. You're going to go through your business cards, your Facebook friends, church lists, business lists, people you know. You're going to write down the names, the phone numbers, the email addresses of every single person you know. Now, I know this may take you a while. It may take an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, depending on how you do it. Some people like to take out a legal pad and just write it down. Some people like to type it in a Word document. Others put it in an Excel spreadsheet. There's any number of ways you can do it. But put it on a separate document, and just because you don't know all the information about somebody doesn't mean you shouldn't put it down. So if you just got an email and a first name, then that's all you need to put down. If you don't know the person's phone number, you don't know where they're from, or you know, so we're going to take parts and pieces because you're going to be surprised at how easy it's going to be to contact these folks and offer them a free product. So anybody and everybody you know, put it down on your list. Now, if you want to get fancier, you could talk a little bit about how you know them, why you know them, but we're really going to get to that into the second step, which is the quality. We're going to prioritize that giant list, and it should be hundreds of people. You're going to prioritize that list based on the strength of your relationship and how well you think they're going to do in the business. So really, we're looking for your best people and your easiest people. Best people and easiest people. Who are the best people? The people are that are entrepreneurs, that are business owners, that have their own business cars, realtors and mortgage bankers and painters and landscapers and folks that are used to making money on their own. People of influence, natural networkers, people you get emails from, people that are money-oriented, that are financially successful, or people that are in transition. There are lots of different people that are interested in starting or owning their own business. And of course, there are going to be a lot of people interested in these types of products. So if you've got people that are in the healthcare industry already, doctors and nurses and chiropractors, people that may be overweight, you know, people that are internet savvy and good at reaching out to large groups of people. So however you want to prioritize your best people and your easiest people, you take that giant list. And I just recommend you keep it simple, A, B, C. How well do I know that person? Is that an A, a B, or a C? And how well do I think they'll do in this business? How outgoing and connected and motivated will they be? An A or B or a C. And then, of course, we're looking for our double A's, our people that you know well that you think will do well. And those are the folks that we're going to be talking to first. And I think you're going to be surprised to find that you know dozens and dozens of people very well. And you know potentially hundreds of people fairly well. And you're going to be surprised to realize when you think about it that you know dozens and dozens of people who are going to do well, that are successful or potentially successful people for your business. You're the CEO of your business. This is your A team. This is your board of directors. These are the folks that you want to be in business with because you think they're going to be successful. And the only way you make money is to help them make money themselves. So the invitation becomes quite serious, becomes quite simple actually, which is, you know, I'm marketing a new anti-aging product, which I use myself, and I want to give you a bottle for free. I'm marketing a new weight loss product. I use it myself. I've had great results, and I want to give you a bottle for free. It's such a simple conversation starter. The invitation centered around our gift card marketing system and the high touch component of our gift card combined with the back end high tech side is really amazing. It's called permission marketing. You give somebody something of value first so they can have the power of 10 pack, they can have the control weight loss pack, and once they try it, they're compelled to learn more. In fact, you should ask them for their commitment to learn more as you're giving away your product. You're going to keep it simple. You're going to say, go to www.puriumforfree.com. That's where you redeem this card, And there's going to be a movie there where you can learn more about the weight loss products. There's a movie there where you can learn more about the anti-aging products. And that will set the process in motion. And once they accept the gift card, are willing to watch the movie, and you do need to tell them that they're going to be investing $9.95 shipping and handling to get the product sent to them. Now, the analogy I like to give is it's like giving somebody a steak dinner for free. It's $50 in value, and they just pay for the tip. So I know that if a new restaurant opened in my town and a friend of mine said, hey, I'd love for you to try this restaurant. I've tried it. They've got fantastic steak, and you know what? I'm going to give you a card that's going to allow you to walk into that restaurant and try the steak absolutely free. You're going to have a full-on steak dinner with salad and dessert, drinks, anything you want, $50 in value for free. All you got to do is pay for a tip. I'm there the next night. I mean, my goodness, what a great value that you're going to be offering. So don't be shy about saying that they're going to have to pay for shipping and handling. Another analogy would be that they couldn't go into a grocery store, even a low-end grocery store, and get a weight loss product, a serious weight loss product, or a serious anti-aging product for under 10 bucks. I mean, that's what like a bottle of Centrum vitamins costs. And so you're going to get that delivered to their door, and you're going to start a process that's going to help them to get a presentation because the product and the movie are going to do the work for you. The product does the selling. The system does much of the presentation and follow-up. Not all of the presentation and follow-up, but much of it. And so what your job is to get them to try the product and then to follow up and help them to understand the benefits of the product and ultimately to switch them over to understanding the simplicity and benefits of the gift card marketing system itself and to see whether they want to be a customer or they want to be a distributor. It's that simple. And you're actually going to be getting some emails as well. You're going to be getting some coaching as well. So when a card is redeemed, you're going to get an email that says that somebody's redeemed your card. And you're also going to get a series of emails that's going to help you along the way to do some coaching. Now, one quick tip is I recommend that whether you hand out the card, whether you email the card number, whether you give the information over the phone, whether you mail it to somebody, it's the number on the back of the card that triggers the system. So if I was handing you a card, I would get your name, your information, so I could get you the card, but also I would write down the card number that I gave to you because that way I could say to you in 3 days, 5 days, 10 days from now, hey, I thought you were going to redeem the card. I've noticed that you haven't redeemed that card yet. So if you're not going to use it, that's okay, but I want to recycle that number so I can give it to somebody else because that card, I only have a few of them. I chose you. You said you were interested in trying the product or you said you were interested in the business, but that's okay. That's not a problem. I just want to use that with somebody else. So there's some built-in leverage. There's some built-in teeth into the system that you can recycle those numbers. Now, what you're going to do after the person has tried the product, they've gone through the system, they've gotten the emails over a couple of weeks, is you're going to want to introduce your prospect more than likely to your upline person, the person who's your upline expert, to help them to answer any questions and to convert interest into action. So if you're good at that, if you're good at communicating and excited and want to help them to get started, by all means do it. I mean, there will be your link on all the emails that are sent out to them. And you can certainly follow up by phone or by email and help them to make that decision. But oftentimes, having a third person come in, especially somebody who's been successful, that'll be helpful as well. Now what we're going to do after we understand the core of the system is we're going to create a plan. And there's an old saying, I think it's an important saying, which is the bigger your why, the easier your how. The bigger your why, the easier your how. Or said another way, the more passionate you are about the results you get, the more passionate you're going to be about the process. So if you can write down and take some time, just like you did to create your list, you're going to take some time, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, to seriously think, how much money do I want to earn on a monthly basis in Purium? Why do I want to earn it? You know, do I need to pay down some debt? Do I want to go on a big vacation? Do I want a new car? Do I need to save for my kids' college? Do I want to save for a retirement fund? You know, what is it that I'm looking to accomplish and how quickly? And maybe even open up your mind to get out of the here and now to also say, you know, if money wasn't an issue for me, what would I do? If I had more free time, if I had more money, would I write a book? Would I write a movie? Would I play golf? Would I travel? Would I see my old friends? You know, what would I do? Would I fish? Would I play basketball? What are the things that I would spend more time doing? And that motivates you as well. So the more motivation you have, the more clear and focused you are about being an architect for your life, the more likely it is you're going to reprioritize this new activity, which is your business, into your life. Because believe me, if you're handing out 10 to 20 cards a week, your business will grow fast. If you're handing out 1 to 2 cards a month, your business will not grow fast. So, you know, there's not a perfect formula as to exactly how many people you need to contact and exactly how many cards you need to hand out. But the reality is, if you have big expectations, then you need to have big activities. Another way to look at it is you have two choices. You can either have your life contract down to your income, or you can expand your income to meet the life that you want and deserve. To expand your income to have and meet the life that you want and deserve, you're going to have to do some things differently. You may have to turn off the TV. You may have to turn off some people that try to slow you down. But bottom line is that small investments of time, money, and effort will ultimately generate small amounts of income, and larger amounts of commitment create larger amounts of income. So you need to ask yourself, you know, spend another 10, 15, 20 minutes writing down how many hours a week are you going to be working on this business, what days of the week, what times of the day, where are you going to be, and how much money are you going to invest in your business? How are you going to promote your business? What's your strategy? The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. The pace that you set is ultimately going to be important as to what happens in your business. And you need to be ready to do business. You need to have the few basic things necessary to be successful, including a reliable computer, a three-way calling feature on your phone, and some basic office supplies to manage your list and to make sure that you're moving effectively. So now that you've got a perspective on what you want to accomplish, you can create a business plan. And you can make it as simple or as complicated as you want. But bottom line is, I really want to focus on the first piece of the puzzle, which is to enroll 4 great new people. Let's create a business plan to get 4 great new people into your business, to get into profit, and then ultimately you can create another business plan that will be more long-term, that will spell out for you the longer-term goals of achieving or the longer-term activities to achieve your goals. So how fast do you want to go? How quickly do you want to get those 4 people? You know, our focus is normally around 30 days, especially a calendar month, because if you can enroll 3 or more people in a calendar month, you get into the recruiter's pool, and that absolutely will make sure that you get your initial investment back. So, you know, we're not going to go deeply into the compensation plan. We have an 8-level compensation plan. So bottom line is you can enroll people who enroll people who enroll people who enroll people, and you're going to get taken care of. You're going to get paid on that. In fact, you earn 10% of the income of these people through a matching bonus program as well. The recruiter's pool is a big piece of the puzzle. Going out and enrolling 3 great new people with more than 150 points in volume. Our bronze pack, silver pack, and gold pack program make that so easy. But what we're going to want to do is take these concepts and this compensation plan and boil it down to how do we get our first 4 people. And it's about setting SMART goals. And SMART goals are specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time sensitive. So as soon as possible is not a time frame. A lot is not a specific amount. We're going to have measurable numbers that we're going to put down on a piece of paper. They're going to be agreed upon, and oftentimes it needs to be agreed upon with a partner or a spouse. You know, if you're saying, hey, I want to spend 2 hours a night, 4 nights a week doing this business, handing out gift cards, researching on the internet, doing all sorts of stuff, make sure that your partner is aware and that they're focused and they're in agreement. And really, especially short term, especially this first month or so, investing that time is really going to be worthwhile for you. Make sure that your goals are realistic, that they're time sensitive, and that's why we put a little spreadsheet together that says, here, what are you going to do in the next 7 days, in the next 14 days, and in the next 30 days in regards to your pipeline process, your prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll process. If you make that list in the next 72 hours, that really sets the stage for you to make a lot of invitations and a lot of presentations and get a lot of people into the funnel, into the pipeline. And the bigger your funnel, the more gift cards you hand out, the more activity that you're going to create and more that's going to come out in the form of people and volume on the bottom end. So the number of gift cards that you hand out in the next 7 days or 14 days or 30 days, not everyone is going to redeem those cards. So they won't all turn into presentations. And all the people who actually try the product and listen to the emails and listen to the audios attached to the emails, they may not enroll. And so, you know, you need to hand out more cards because some people won't get the product and some people will, and those that will, not all of them will enroll. And this is how you can see where your assumptions are right or wrong and where you have good things happening in your process and not so good things happening in your process. And ultimately, the usual adjustment is to hand out more gift cards. You know, this is like baking a cake. There's only a few ingredients. There's only a few moving pieces, which is, you know, your list of who you're going to contact, going out and handing out those cards and contacting those people, acting as a tour guide, doing what you're doing, measuring and taking notes on what happened, and then making adjustments. That's really the parts and pieces, the bottom line of how you build this program. And you can make it harder than that, but there's really no need to. So write down those few numbers. Get into action as quickly as possible. And before we recap, make sure you have the important information covered. We've got a sheet there that shares with you the important information in our Getting Started training, you know, making sure that you've purchased a bronze, silver, or gold pack with gift cards, that you've set up your auto ship or your convenience order, whether it's anti-aging, weight loss, or whatever products you want on a monthly basis so that you know that you qualify for your business and that you're a product of your product and that you're getting results that you can share with other people. And if you can make that mindset switch, if you really want to lose weight, well, hey, the more weight you lose, the better it's going to be for your business. You know, the better you feel, the more you exercise, the easier it is for you to share the results for other people. The third step is to make sure you've got enough gift cards to promote your business. Maybe right now you realize, gosh, I only got 10 or 20 gift cards when I enrolled. I really need 40 or 50 or 80 or 100 because I'm going to have a big list. I'm going to have a lot of people who are going to want to try this product, and I'm going to go out and make a big burst, and I'm going to get those first 4 people or 8 people or 10 people or 20 people very, very quickly to set the pace for my business. So make sure you've got enough gift cards. There are the websites that you need as far as your gift card redemption site, as well as the marketing website, your back office so that you can log in and see what's happening in your business, and then our conference call numbers as well. Also, make sure you've got the information on your go-to person, your upline contact or your upline's upline, the person that you're going to be working with, who's going to help you to communicate until you get up to speed and know enough about the products and the compensation plan. Make sure you're working with somebody hand in hand so that you've got somebody who is a prospect, who's excited, who's tried the product, who's seen the emails, who's interested in potentially joining, that you know where to contact that upline and how to contact them and the best times to contact them so they can help you to enroll this new person. So if we can recap these key concepts, we've got a system. You want to follow it. You want to teach it. It's what helps to maximize your profit and minimize your headaches. It's all about leverage, duplication, and compounding. There are huge long-term benefits for your upfront effort. The bigger your upfront effort, the better off your business is going to be. We've got those 5 commitments. Learn them. Live them. We've got several big ideas. Our power of 10 concept, 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, so convenient. We've got our weight management system that's different than starvation, dehydration, sedation, and stimulation that's out there in the marketplace. Yet one out of every $6 we spend on healthcare, we have a different solution, a better solution. And an economy that's helping us. We have our pipeline process. We've gone through that in great length. Make your list of prospects, invite them with the gift card, let the product do the selling for you, let the system do a lot of the presentation, and then you and your upline follow up, help them enroll, use that gift card in a movie system, act as a tour guide, set your priorities, and make sure, especially in the first 30 days, you have specific and measurable goals, laser focused on enrolling four people. And if things aren't working out in the first 7 days, 10 days, 20 days, make some adjustments. Figure out what you're saying or what you're not saying right to make people take action or to help people to understand the business better. It all starts with your list, focusing on great people. Make that list in the next 72 hours and hand out gift cards. It's gift card to movie, gift card to movie, gift card to movie. Don't make it any harder than it needs to be. This is a business that's easy to do. It's easy not to do it. You can do it. Absolutely, 100%. And I wish you the best of success in going out and enrolling your first four people.